WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The FBI's search of homes in Bryan and Houston has expanded to Michigan. On Saturday, FBI agents touched off two detonations at the Fall River home in an upscale Houston neighborhood, but would not disclose what was blown up. According to the Houston Chronicle, chemicals that could be used in the manufacture of a nerve gas or tear gas led to last Friday's searches. Near Traverse City, Michigan, FBI agents remained in the area yesterday where two properties were searched. A former janitor for the Bryan School District has been arrested for sexual indecency. Officer Kelly McEthan says students reported the physical contact during the last school year.
Early May of this year, we received reports of allegations that a janitor at Neal Elementary had inappropriately touched a couple of female students while he was giving them hugs. And during the course of that investigation, three victims came forward with similar allegations.
58-year-old Juan Ledesma turned himself in last Friday and remains jailed on bonds totaling $105,000. Bryan ISD officials say Ledesma resigned following the allegations last May. He had worked for the district for 12 years. About 20 people had to get up at 3 in the morning last Friday because of a false fire alarm at an apartment complex near A&M. Bart Humphreys with the College Station Fire Department says a resident of Callaway Villas, 18-year-old Jackson Wright, was arrested after turning off power in about 10 units, which triggered the fire alarm.
Most people don't realize that if you turn off the power to a fire alarm system, it's going to affect the fire alarm system. These systems have backup batteries that should keep them active for 18 hours if the power is lost.
Police report that Wright says he was turning off the power because he was surprised at how easy it was to do, but he didn't expect to set the alarm off. Wright was arrested on a charge of criminal mischief. Brazos County District Judge Steve Smith has announced he's running for re-election next year. He's presided over the 361st District Court since 1999. Before that, he served as a county court at law judge and municipal judge in College Station. Smith's announcement follows a decision made this summer by J.D. Langley that he would retire from the bench in the 85th District Court when his current term ends next year. The Bryan School District has completed the first day of what was called significant changes in handing out student discipline. Spokesman Brandon Webb says administrators wanted consistency throughout the district and to keep students out of the judicial system.
Particularly as a student goes from one school to the next, or as they progress across the years, or as a teacher even moves from one school to another school, knowing what's expected before you even walk in the door.
Webb says a point system determines the seriousness of the offense.
I saw an account where someone had mentioned 10 strikes, 10 levels in the system. And that's not really accurate because you may, if it's a major offense, you may enter the system at a much higher level than something as lower on the scale as talking in class or acting up in a hallway.
New programs include Campus Court and Saturday Diversion, both of which have mandatory parental involvement. A letter sent to parents is online at WTAW.com. Last night's College Station City Council meeting adjourned shortly after 7, a far cry from the after-midnight finish 2 weeks ago. That was due to contentious debate before the council turned down added restrictions for rental housing in the South Knoll neighborhood. It's a subject the new city manager, Kelly Templin, is well-versed in, having gone to school and lived here, as well as in Auburn, Alabama, among other college towns.
I'm not sure there's an easy fix to it. The law regarding everything from common law marriage to, you know, so many things factor into this now that did not factor into the original Supreme Court decision that upheld that family definition. So it's going to be interesting to deal with.
Templin says he'll start full-time in College Station the first Monday in November. A state convention meeting later this week was the reason the College Station Council moved up this week's meeting and the Bryan Council moved this evening's meeting to this morning. Today marks the start of the second week of the government shutdown. For Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, that means more of his pay going somewhere other than his bank account.
Members of Congress get paid $174,000 a year gross. My pay, after this shutdown is done, I will calculate the number of days' pay that I had, and I have planned to donate it to the U.S. Treasury to the Federal Debt Retirement Fund. I've had some people say, suggest other charities. What I may do is put something on social media and say, why don't you vote? Do you vote for federal treasury debt reduction, or would you rather me give it to Wounded Warriors or something like that?
Flores has also signed on to a bill that during a fiscal disruption, no elected officials are paid. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 55 degrees. The Sick of the News is brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zornemann Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zornemann Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
This is that right time of year when we have the cool evenings and doesn't get too hot during the days. We always like that for a lot of reasons, but one of the main is our utility bills, because a lot of times we're having to pay to keep that air inside our home comfortable. So why in the world would you do something that keeps that from being as efficient a process as possible? And if you have windows that are old and leaky, then that's not helping much. Or maybe you have the sun pounding down on sides of your house that heat the inside. Well, that's not much fun. Can't do much about it except put on some solar screens from Intercon. That's the solution. You can't move the sun, but you know what? You can keep it out of your house by using those solar screens. And that's just one of the products that Intercon has to help you control your utility bill. And, of course, they have energy-efficient windows as well. But what Intercon has had from day one and they have right now is an approach that they're a local company. They know that there are competitors out there who probably are a little bit high pressure in the way that they do things, and Intercon will never be that way because they know they have a good product at a fair price. And now, after years, they've got hundreds of satisfied customers. So why not find out what it'll take to make your home more energy-efficient with the solar screens or windows or both? Give them a call at Intercon. They'll come out and give you a no-cost obligation, no-cost or obligation estimate. 823-3639. 823-3639. That's Intercon.
November, Reed Arena. Texas A&M basketball tips off. The Aggies embark on their second SEC campaign.
Here it goes.
Got it!
The men host Alabama, LSU, Arkansas, and Tennessee, plus more. The women will bring in Tennessee, Georgia, and Kentucky, among others.
Pulls up. Jumper is good. Oh, my.
It's affordable family entertainment, with season tickets for the men and women starting at just $100. Texas A&M basketball, returning soon to Reed Arena.
If you've been waiting for the perfect time to purchase your next vehicle, the time is now, and it's only at Caldwell Country Chevrolet. Take advantage of Caldwell Country's demo blowout sale with up to $12,000 off on select models currently in stock. Tahoes, Suburbans, Silverados, Malibus, Impalas, a select few up to $12,000 off, and all must be sold this month at Caldwell Country Chevrolet. It's the Caldwell Country Chevrolet demo blowout sale, and it's this month only. Hurry, these deals won't last long. Caldwell Country Chevrolet, endorsed by RC Slocum.
Good morning. It's 7:14. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill, bell-bottom piers, and lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Plenty of sunshine will continue through today, and temperatures during the afternoon, about 82 to 86. Look for clear skies during tonight as we cool down a bit to 55 to 60 by early Wednesday morning. Another fine day coming up on Wednesday, more sunshine and blue skies, and temperatures up between 80 and 85. Clear skies during Wednesday night, a low near 60 then, and mostly sunny skies on Thursday, just slightly warmer, high temperature middle 80s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. A&M pitcher does something that no A&M pitcher has ever done before in the pros. Plus, we'll get you caught up with the rest of the Major League Baseball scores and stats. Plus, let me see, NBA, NFL, and if we have time, more stuff. We'll do that for you in sports about 7:52.
All that stuff, huh?
All that stuff.
Wow, okay, that's good. This whole FBI thing is really pretty incredible.
Very interesting.
I mean, it is, and you know,
I'm surprised we knew anything about it.
Well, of course they are. They're being very quiet about it, but I mean, what we do know is that they certainly came in and Came to a condo here in Bryan to check out some stuff that's going on there, and seems to be tied to searches that took place in Houston and now Michigan.
It's like we've reached the big times, boys.
Well, the wrong kind of big time, that's for sure. agents wearing hazmat protective clothing on Friday searched the two homes in Houston and the condo here in
Bryan. Is it illegal to have the ingredients to make nerve gas or tear gas?
Well, apparently it is. I mean, I haven't been reading up on that. But
it's probably illegal to have it if you don't have it marked as this is a hazardous material area.
I got your license for it.
Some of it could be permitted material, right. But, you're right. I mean, traditionally, those FBI types are pretty tight-lipped about this. But we do know that they did come and look around here in Bryan. So don't think it just happens in the big city. All right, now this is a kind of an interesting deal. Residents in Connecticut, in Newtown, have voted overwhelmingly to demolish the Sandy Hook Elementary School.
Yep.
Now, the kiddos have been going to school in a nearby town, and local officials are hoping that having this former school building destroyed, they want to do it before the anniversary, first anniversary of it, and then... the town is going to receive $49 million in state appropriations that will allow them to demolish the school and build a new one. Now, building a new school on the same piece of property? I mean, what does this do to this town? Of course, you cannot heal the loss.
Mm.
And I'm not sure that building a school necessarily, a new school at the same location, does a lot.
Well, I feel like it provides psychological relief.
I mean,
you think those girls that were held in that guy's, what's his name, Castor's house would want to go back into that house?
Not at all. No, not at all. I'm not saying that. But each one of these individuals is going to be different. And I mean, you can't put a price on being able to heal them, but I find it interesting that maybe they want to build it in the same location. I would think maybe put a plaque there and move on to someplace else in the city and build.
Well, then what else can they put there?
Take a fresh start. Well, in time, they'll be able to put something there as long as they have a plaque to commemorate it, I would think. They maybe make a park out of it. Not sure.
See, I was thinking cemetery, because then you start folklore in that town forever.
Oh.
And I'm not trying to be creepy, the way they always start.
Yeah, that's right. Not sure. California couple is having a problem with the IRS. They're not alone. But this particular case, maybe. Not unpaid taxes. It's a missing refund. They sent in their 2010 tax return 4 times, and the IRS keeps losing it. You see, on the fourth
Good
time, shouldn't you go, hey.
All right, whose fault is it now?
Not on me. The
Find
couple,
it.
Couple owed taxes that year, and they mailed a check that was cashed in 2011.
Oh!
Checks and tax returns get processed separately, so...
Apparently it wasn't lost when they cashed it.
That's right. Well, they didn't lose the check. They just lost the return. What doesn't make sense is what happened to their original tax return and the 3 subsequent ones they mailed in.
Is their last name like Zabaglablio or something? Just weird.
It's an interesting name.
I just made it up.
That's very good. The thing is, again, it seems like after the second time, you might want to okay, you're fine.
Well, at what point then do you sue the government for your 3 canceled check fees?
Yeah, well, again, I don't know that they sent in 3 checks. It's just the returns. But after the check clears, you can say, we did our part and you were happy. Anyway, one of these returns, which the husband hand-delivered to the IRS office. So it's not all you don't know in the post office. Yeah, the couple didn't find out that something was wrong until the following year when their refund check didn't show up. Currently, the couple is working with a taxpayer advocate service, like a special squad that helps taxpayers who are having trouble with the agency. They are independent of the government, not part of it.
I would call that trouble.
Yeah. They just know what buttons to push to try to get some sort of results. Hello?
Hello, this is Mr. Zabaglablio.
Zabaglablio.
Okay.
That's
exactly
Don't
right.
correct him, it's his name.
That's right.
He can make
it anything he wants. The next new big diet fad could be Instagram and Pinterest,
thanks to
a new study.
I thought you'd say cookies.
Well, there are probably some out there.
Well.
MetriCal used to make cookies. Remember MetriCal?
What is it, like the cookie diet?
Yeah, no, Metrical was, I think that was a diet food, yeah. The cookies that tasted like cardboard. But, you know, they were cookies, so what the heck?
Sure.
And now what they're saying is, thanks to a new study that found just looking at photos of food can make eating less appealing. Researchers at Brigham Young University
Wait, is this good food or ugly food?
I don't know.
Food?
It depends on what the food is, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Researchers at Brigham Young University showed 232 people photos of food, half salty, half sweet, and they asked them to rate the pictures. The test subjects were then fed salted peanuts and asked to rate their enjoyment. The study found that those who had looked at photos of salty foods found the peanuts to be less satisfying than those who looked at sweet photos. So you do have to look at a large number of photos for the effect to take place, say authorities. Okay.
Good grief.
The subjects looked at about 60 photos.
So we need to look only at unhealthy foods, so we'll be craving broccoli?
Well, I'm not sure. Maybe that's what it is. Foodies who like scouring Instagram for food pics may want to limit their photo intake if they still want to enjoy their meals. But dieters who are searching for a way to get away from their desserts may just, you know, go in there and glom away on pics.
I've never seen a big juicy hamburger pic or a pizza pic that did make me not want to have pizza and hamburgers. All
That's why they call them commercials.
That's right. They're doing their job at 7:22. All right, and the other thing is, we're totally obsessed with
fat
and the fact that we are too
fat.
And now we know the reason that we are
fat.
It is, you ready? Peyton Manning and LeBron James.
It's all their fault.
Yep, it is. It is. It is. If you want your kid to grow up to throw 20 touchdown passes over his first 5 NFL games, the last thing that you should do is let him watch Peyton Manning in TV commercials. You see, Yale University ranked the top sports celebrity purveyors of junk food. They have thus concluded LeBron James, Serena Williams, and Peyton Manning are making your child
fat
and live an unhealthy lifestyle. According to the study, 79% of the 62 food products advertised by athletes were energy dense and nutrition poor. Yeah, but you know what? The check cashes.
Yeah, it do.
93% of the advertised beverages had 100% of the calories from added sugar. Again, I'm sure LeBron James could go, well, I'd love to have your $7.8 million to advertise your whatever unhealthy product it is, but I'm a role model. Remember Charles Barkley?
Yes, I'm not a role model.
Yeah, he said it right out front, and you look at him now, he certainly is not a role model. But, yeah, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, is because kids do everything that professional athletes do, then you can't be buying the food that the marshmallows that Peyton Manning wants you to buy, whatever they happen to be. 7:23.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we can install a battery in pretty much anything. Need a new battery for your garage door opener? We can replace it before you can say open sesame. Need a new watch battery? We can install one in no time. Need to replace the battery in your key fob? We can do it in a flash. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we recognize most people don't know how to open their garage door opener, key fob, or watch to replace the unusual batteries they find inside. And even if you do manage to open it without breaking it, how are you supposed to find a battery that looks like the one that just fell out? At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we'll carefully open your device, show you the battery that was in it, and replace it with a perfect match. Although a lot of battery-powered devices can be hard to open, getting their batteries replaced is as easy as coming to Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station at the corner of Texas and Holloman, where we can install a new battery in almost any device. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Accelerate your business. You can do that. Suddenlink has solutions for you that can make your internet radically faster, and you get reliable, less expensive phone service. Unlimited local and long-distance calling can be yours, plus the fact that you get the advantage of dealing with just one company, and it's easy for you to make the switch. It's one call, it's one bill. And if you'll call Chad Cowan at 595-2413, he'll give you the business solution that'll be perfect for your business at the right price. And new business customers can get workplace internet and an unlimited business class phone for under $100 a month. Plus, business class phone lines are available for $29.95 each. So you can expand your system as your business expands. So why not use the convenience and, in fact, accelerate your business with these business solutions from Suddenlink? So call Chad Cowan at 595-2413. Let him turn this around for you and save you money. Chad Cowan at Suddenlink Business Solutions. The number is 595-2413.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. About 85 every day for the balance of the week and on into the weekend. And in the evenings, it'll be cool, probably in the upper 50s or lower 60s, at least till we get to Friday night. And today, we're going to have northeasterly winds, which will make it pretty pleasant. So look for 85 and winds out of the northeast at about 5. No mention of rain in the forecast till we get to Saturday, and then it's at 20%. Right now, the winds are calm, 74% relative humidity, and it's 55.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
High atop the Blue Ridge Parkway in North Carolina sits the privately run Pisgah Inn, a leased building on federal land. The inn's 51 rooms were booked solid through October. 35 of the 100 employees live on the property. Bruce O'Connell, who owns the business, decided he'd open for lunch last Friday despite the government shutdown. He cited two reasons, conscience and conviction. A few guests had already streamed in for lunch when Park Service police rolled up in patrol cars. Lights were flashing, blocking the driveways. They turned customers away, declaring the business closed due to the government shutdown. The Blue Ridge Parkway, also federal property, still open. Now, one would-be diner commented that government workers get back pay at the end of the shutdown, but the people working the concessions are just being shut out of work. Since the government hasn't closed the parkway, he said, why should they close the concessions? Well, there's an answer to the question. The chief ranger of the Blue Ridge Parkway said that Park Service managers in Washington directed him to block access to the inn and ensure people do not utilize a business that, according to the federal government, is closed. Clearly, the decision has been made that everybody who can suffer from the government shutdown will suffer. That's good politics. A way to win the shutdown argument. But this petty ruthlessness only demonstrates how little the so-called little guys really mean to the Obama regime.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Charles answered the phone. It was the police. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. You see, LifeLock uncovered multiple fraudulent credit applications. They shut him down. They helped Charles restore his good name and credit. Identity theft is a global crime, and you cannot fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or just call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Howdy, this is Jason Byanski. Real estate inventory in the Brazos Valley is up, and we are now experiencing a buyer's market. If you wish to sell your property, trust your needs to an agent that will effectively market your property in order to get you the highest dollar possible in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byanski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Realtor Jason Byanski, 219-5555, AggielandRealEstate.com.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. At the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Students at Neal Elementary School in Bryan say they were inappropriately touched while they were hugged. Officer Kelly McKeithen says that has led to the arrest of a former janitor, 58-year-old Juan Ledesma.
We interviewed a lot of people, and then some arrest warrants were obtained for those three-count warrants of indecency with a child by sexual contact. Now, Ledesma was employed as a janitor with the Bryan Independent School District and worked at Neal Elementary, but resigned shortly after that investigation began.
Students made the initial report last May. According to officials, Ledesma worked for the district 12 years before he resigned shortly after the investigation began. Ledesma remains jailed on bonds totaling $105,000. A resident of the Callaway Villas Apartments near A&M was arrested Friday after he turned the power off to about 10 units just because he was surprised at how accessible the breaker boxes were. College Station Fire Department's Bart Humphreys says turning the power off set off the fire alarm at 3 in the morning.
Usually, turning off the electricity will not set off the fire alarm per se. It'll send a signal to the monitoring company that's a supervisory signal that says, hey, we've got a problem. We have lost power. We're on battery. So somebody needs to come check us out.
Police say a resident, 18-year-old Jackson Wright, was arrested and charged with criminal mischief. The new city manager in College Station plans to start full-time the first Monday in November. Until then, Kelly Templin continues to monitor from Seabrook, located between Houston and Galveston. One issue with which he has experience from living in other college towns, including Auburn, Alabama, is college students living in traditional family neighborhoods.
It's more of a, I guess, behavioral issue, and one nationwide that university towns are having to tackle by treating the symptoms versus the supposed sickness. I've had neighbors that were students that were perfectly well-behaved. And I've had neighbors that were professors that, you know, never picked up a trash can. So it's going to be one that's very difficult to tackle, one that Bryan is also dealing with.
The city council recently rejected added restrictions to the number of non-related occupants and parking bans in the South Knoll neighborhood. Parents of students in the Bryan School District were notified a week ago of a new discipline system that began yesterday. You can read that letter online at WTAW.com. Spokesman Brandon Webb says the goal is to keep students in the classroom.
Even if they are having to participate in some discipline consequences, that's better for the child, that's better for us. It's much less disruptive in their learning habits over the years, and it's much better for us to not have to have them in the judicial system. That's the last place we really want them to go.
Before a student enters the judicial system, Webb says they and their parents have an option of facing their peers in a campus court.
And they would be meted out some consequence, like extra study time, maybe have to do a research paper on whatever they got out of line doing, nothing like a school suspension or anything that major.
Another new program involves students and their parents attending diversion trainings on two Saturdays. What the FBI found in one of three homes searched last Friday resulted in two detonations. What was blown up at the multimillion-dollar home in Houston's Fall River neighborhood was not disclosed. Meantime, the still-secret investigation has expanded to northern Michigan. Agents raided two properties near Traverse City last weekend. As in Bryan and Houston, the FBI is not revealing why. The Houston Chronicle reported the Texas searches were prompted by a report of chemicals that could be used in the manufacture of tear gas or nerve gas. Another Brazos County District Judge has announced his intentions for next year's election. Judge Steve Smith says he will run for re-election to preside in the 361st District Court. He's finishing his 14th year in that position following stints as a county court at law judge and before that, College Station's municipal judge. In July, Judge J.D. Langley in the 85th District Court announced he would not seek a seventh term next year. And when the federal government resumes normal operations, one of the things Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan will be doing is giving away what he was paid during the shutdown.
I'm not keeping it. As long as the federal employees are not being paid, then I should not be paid either. I've signed on to a bill where I don't get paid. I mean, that nobody in Congress should get paid, or the president or vice president in a situation where we have a fiscal disruption to the federal government.
Flores says he initially thought of making a donation to the Federal Debt Retirement Fund. Now he's thinking about doing a poll on social media about where the money should go. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 55 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Buffy Simink. If I'm in front of a grill or behind the wheel of my race car, I couldn't ask for anything more. But my life changed when I was pinned under my car and trailer and I stopped breathing. I am grateful that I was taken to St. Joseph Trauma Center. I had massive internal injuries, but the doctors and nurses put me back together again. Today, I'm back to doing the things that I love, and I owe it all to St. Joseph. They saved my life.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
If you've been waiting for the perfect time to purchase your next vehicle, the time is now, and it's only at Caldwell Country Chevrolet. Take advantage of Caldwell Country's demo blowout sale with up to $12,000 off on select models currently in stock. Tahoes, Suburbans, Silverados, Malibus, Impalas. A select few up to $12,000 off, and all must be sold this month at Caldwell Country Chevrolet. It's the Caldwell Country Chevrolet demo blowout sale, and it's this month only. Hurry, these deals won't last long. Caldwell Country Chevrolet, endorsed by R.C. Slocum.
Good morning. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call today for their fall promotion up to $2,000 off on select equipment. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling at 690-2278.
Plenty of sunshine will continue through today and temperatures during the afternoon about 82 to 86. Look for clear skies during tonight as we cool down a bit to 55 to 60 by early Wednesday morning. Another fine day coming up on Wednesday. More sunshine and blue skies and temperatures up between 80 and 85. Clear skies during Wednesday night, a low near 60 then, and mostly sunny skies on Thursday, just slightly warmer, high temperature middle 80s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That is some kind of postseason outing for a young man in his first postseason game.
That's Clint Hurdle, the skipper for the Pittsburgh Pirates, talking about Michael Wacha. We'll get you caught up with Major League Baseball. Also, we'll get you caught up with the NFL and Monday Night Football and a whole lot more in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 14 minutes or so.
14 minutes. It may be more, it may be less, but it's a or so.
Hence the or so.
695-1620 for tickets to the Renaissance Festival. This state flag has two different sides, 695-1620, 695-1620. This state's flag has a different picture on each side.
I feel like I should know
that.
You
really should know that.
I
and if you do, then, but you're not eligible to win. But I mean, and you know, you'll know soon, 695-1620, because right now, listeners are feverishly Googling this to find out exactly what the answer is, because they want to win tickets. By the way, the tickets to Texas Renaissance Festival are for this weekend, 12th or the 13th. What's the answer?
Maryland.
Nope, thank you. They have a very interesting flag, though. Hi there, what's the answer?
Maine.
Nope, it's not, thank you. 695-1620, this state has a different picture on each side of its flag. What is it?
New York.
Nope, thank you. Hi there, what's the answer?
Oregon.
That's right, it's Oregon. As a matter of fact, do you know what it is? Do you know what they have on there?
No, but you've had this question before.
I know I have. I have. Yeah.
And I've been listening to you since the
60s. This is Jaime. Who has,
yes, it is.
He's been listening since 1962. Which is not really. All right, Jaime, listen, I got a pair of tickets for you to the Renaissance Festival. Come by and get them, all right?
Muchas gracias.
All right, yep, see you. Bye.
De nada.
Yeah, there you go. Yes, on one side of the flag is one thing, and on the other side is another.
Shouldn't that be more like California, because they're too fast?
Well, you know, it could be. Yeah, that's right. Anyway, Oregon State flag has pictures of a beaver on one side.
A vanilla-butted beaver?
No, we're not going there again. Yeah, and it's interesting, because we did this question, and it was years ago that we did this. And I'd gone to this, my son's induction into what company was going to, or where he was going in the Air Force. And so we went to his base, his training base, and in that room where they did the presentation were all the flags. And so I kind of wandered over there, you know, got the Oregon flag and pulled it out, looked at it, and sure enough, you know, it's got something on one side, like the seal, I think, on one side, and then a seal like the state seal, not like, yes, you know, like a critter. Yeah, thank you.
It's radio.
That sounds like a bad klaxon alarm.
Okay.
Just saying. All right. If you've landed a new job, Fruit of the Loom wants to give you a fresh set of underwear for your first day of work.
Nice.
Beginning on October the 15th, the brand is offering LinkedIn users a free pair of Fruit of the Loom undies. The Fresh Gigs promotion will last for 5 weeks. The company plans to give out 25,000 pairs of boxers, briefs, or bikinis. An executive for Fruit of the Loom explained the logic behind the promotion. Says to the New York Times, "What you put on the first thing in the morning can really have a positive impact on your life. And we thought about all that hope and optimism in starting a new job. Everybody receives new skivvies, and they get a coupon for $5 off if they want to buy some more underwear."
I'm just glad Fruit of the Loom doesn't make diapers.
Because?
Fruit of the Loom.
I guess I don't get it.
Never mind.
Okay.
You can be like, oh, that's the fruit of his loom. We got to go change this one. That's what I always think of.
Oh.
That's just what I think of.
Oh, I see. Yeah, because babies don't have jobs.
No.
Well, they do, but Stephen Wright would probably tell you what a baby's job is. I can't remember yet a joke about it. Hello?
Well, I plan on returning in the next 5 weeks, so what do I get? One of those darn diapers?
Yeah. Oh.
There you go. There's your diaper reference right there. Yeah, that's not bad. All right, so if you got how do you prove that you're starting a new job?
I
mean, do they want proof? Maybe they don't care. I mean, just the whole idea of being out there.
You're
being
talking positive. About it now, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. I guess
it's working.
That's right. The streets of Buffalo's East Side, it's Buffalo, New York, East Side, haven't been the same since Teresa Anderson left. For a dozen years, 58-year-old controlled the area's drug game, purchasing abandoned houses to bolster her operation, which she ran along with the help of her family. Oh, isn't that nice? And the family that deals drugs together. But here's what happened. She got busted February 2012 when the SWAT teams raided. Now, oddly enough, her neighbors miss her presence. They say that Teresa and her family drove the rival dealers out, yet somehow created a safe atmosphere for residents? Wow. Okay.
Well, my guess is you don't make any hanky-panky around here because we want to sell our drugs, and if you do, we'll take care of you. And after that happens once or twice?
Yeah, then...
will be quiet and you will like it!
So she was making the streets safe for the children.
Yavol!
I miss Teresa. I really do, said one resident. I felt safer then. A local city councilman called their admissions a sad commentary, adding that, like the old days of Prohibition, when you look for the mob to keep order in your street, it's a false sense of security. She was sentenced this week to 17 years in prison, so they're going to have to do something else. Have you seen the...
Help wanted. We need a new drug dealer.
Really, exactly. Have you seen the Dodge commercials with Will Ferrell?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I saw one over the weekend. He's as his Ron Burgundy character.
Oh, no.
Because he's doing a cross promotion. He's running five different commercials for the 2014 Durango. And he mentions his upcoming movie, of course, Anchorman, The Legend Continues. It'll be out in movie theaters December 20th. So you'll be sick of seeing him. But that really is Will Ferrell doing that. And obviously, pretty good idea to plug his movie in and dodge hitchhiking along that. All right, it's quarter till.
There's not much a man, his son, his father, and maybe even his grandson agree about, other than the Aggies and Sonny's Barbershop. They all know how good their hair looks when they trust it to the professional barbers at Sonny's. No matter what your age or how you like to wear your hair, the next time you need a haircut, find out yourself how great a pro can make you look. Experience the Sonny's difference. Just go to Sonny's. Sonny's Barbershop on Villa Maria, across from the Tejas Center.
With 22 years of military service and countless hours of community service, you can be sure that Mike Sutherland will work to ensure responsible economic growth for the city of Bryan. Mike Sutherland will represent all Bryan citizens and will support the city staff while finding solutions to the problems and concerns facing the city of Bryan.
I'm Doug Pearson. A vote for Mike Sutherland is a vote for proven, effective leadership and experience.
Vote Mike Sutherland for mayor of Bryan. Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland Campaign. Tana Sutherland, Treasurer.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
An interesting thing happens when we don't tell the whole truth. Short term, it might save us from pain or inconvenience, but in the long run, it creates deep trouble. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Author John Croyle offers a vivid example of the dangers of compromising truth. Back in his teen years, John worked as a camp counselor. On the first day of training, he was asked to stand in one of two lines based on his swimming ability. John couldn't swim, but he wanted to stay with his friends, so he sneaked into their line. Initially, everything was fine. He passed the first test, but only because he was in shallow water. He faked his swimming movements and kept his feet firmly on the bottom. He thought he'd tricked everybody and was off to a great summer. But his charade soon caught up with him. For the next test, he had to jump off a pier. This time, the water was much deeper, and he nearly drowned before being pulled to safety. And this is almost always the outcome of not being completely honest. We think it'll rescue us from inconvenience or pain, but all it really does is lead us into deeper water. In the long run, life works best when it conforms to reality. And when the bottom falls out from underneath us, truth is the hand that reaches in and pulls us to safety. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Did you make the parade of homes last weekend? You know, invariably, when you go through those homes, you get ideas. And Acme Glass can always tell when the parade of homes is happening because people will see something and they want to have that in maybe their home, whether it's a new build or a remodel, and Acme Glass can do that for you because that's where you see how glass is being used in ways that maybe you didn't think of. And Acme Glass does a lot of that work. They'll be glad to show you the work that they've done in homes here in Brazos County and around, and also whether it's a residential or a commercial application. I'd be more than happy to show you some of the ideas that they've got. But As I say, more often than not, it piques somebody's interest because they see a use of glass during the parade of homes that they'd like to have in their home. And Acme Glass can provide that for you. And in addition, obviously, they take care of your car if you need glass replaced. They can come to your site and do it on location, make it easy for you. They're open a half day on Saturdays. If you've got some project that you're working on yourself, you maybe need a piece of glass cut to size, they can do that for you. And don't forget the chip repair. They can do that for you in just minutes, and quite often your insurance pays for that. Two locations in downtown Bryan and College Station, across from the main entrance at A&M. It's Acme Glass.
Is it a cold or is it the flu? Cold symptoms usually start with a sore throat and progress to include a runny nose and stuffiness. These symptoms may last about a week. When you wake up coughing and sneezing, feverish with a headache, it's probably the flu. Flu symptoms are more severe and come on quickly. A trip to your doctor's office for flu medication can lessen the severity and the length of your illness. The best way to prevent a cold or the flu is to keep your hands germ-free with frequent washing. Hi, I'm Jennifer Burnett, and this Healthy Minute is brought to you by Guardian Healthcare, proudly serving Texans in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. Guardian Healthcare has been nationally recognized 4 years in a row as the home care elite, awarded to the top home health agencies in the U.S. Guardian Healthcare's local team of licensed professionals provides skilled nursing and therapy services in the comfort of your home. To find a Guardian Healthcare location nearest you, visit guardmyhealth.com. Remember, it's your health, it's your decision. Choose Guardian Healthcare.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Seegert 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. It is 6:51. As we get you cranking, Major League Baseball is all the rage right now with the playoffs going, and the Aggies doing more than just kind of good.
The pitch, ground ball right to the shortstop. Cosmo was playing up the middle. He throws out Morneau. 7 innings. The Pirates do not have a hit.
Former A&M pitcher Michael Wacha had a perfect game through six and a no-hitter into the eighth. Unfortunately, those both went away, but Wacha earned the victory for the Cardinals in the 2-1 win over the Pittsburgh Pirates in the National League Division Series on Monday. It marked the first postseason win ever by a former A&M pitcher. Here's Pirates manager Clint Hurdle on the Aggie pitcher.
You just get in there and you do the best you can. Didn't look like a day where we were able to work walks because he just kept pounding the zone with all his pitches. We weren't able to get anybody on to get any kind of motion created. That is some kind of postseason outing for a young man in his first postseason game.
The Cards evened the best of five series at 2 apiece with the deciding game to be played in St. Louis tomorrow.
Uribe hits a high fly ball into deep left field, way down the line and gone. And the Dodgers lead 4-3 on a two-run home run by Juan Uribe.
That's all the Dodgers would need. They ended up beating the Braves 4-3, and they advance now to the National League Championship Series. Here's Uribe after the game.
I don't try they're looking for the pitcher. You know, I want to, like, have a good swing and try to win the game.
Every kid dreams about it. You're in the backyard. You're saying to yourself, two outs, bottom of the ninth inning, have to have the home run. Well, Jose Leviton did it.
Swing and a high fly ball. Right center field. Get out of here. It is gone. Splash down.
Leviton drilled the walk-off solo shot with two outs in the bottom of the ninth to give Tampa the 5-4 win over the Bo Sox. That drives the series now to 3-1. Oakland Athletics own a 2-1 lead in the American League Division Series following a 6-3 win over the Tigers in Detroit. In Monday Night Football, the Atlanta Falcons erased a 27-13 deficit in the fourth quarter, only to come up short to the Jets 30-28 in the last seconds.
Here's the snap, the quickly hold, the kick is on the way, it's got the distance, it is good!
Nick Folk's 43-yard field goal as time expired after Matt Ryan threw a 3-yard touchdown pass with 1 minute and 54 seconds remaining to get it close. That means the Jets improved to 3-2 while dropping the Falcons to 1-4, and here's Jets coach Rex Ryan.
I am glad we won this way because, you know, it took every one of us. And it wasn't that you leaned on one side or the other side, whatever, and we played fearless. Even our kicker's fearless. All right, folk hero. I already got that one written for everybody.
Since we're in the NFL, how about the Houston Texans? They've struggled to say the least this season. At yesterday's press conference, head coach Gary Kubiak was asked if Matt Schaub is still the starter.
I mean, he is. Now, like everything I do, I mean, I'm sitting here today, and obviously we get home very early in the morning. I'm in an evaluation stage right now, today and tomorrow, trying to figure out what's the best way for us to go be successful this weekend. every player is a part of that evaluation, just and our quarterback is too. But, yes, he is our quarterback.
Kubiak is uncertain of how to get his quarterback back on track, and the Texans back in the win column. Schaub threw three interceptions in Houston's blowout loss to San Fran on Sunday. That extended the team's losing streak to three games. Big weekend in Big 12 action. This weekend is the Red River rivalry game between OU and Texas. Texas quarterback Case McCoy got the nod yesterday. He spent 4 years with the Longhorns living in his older brother Colt's considerable shadow. Colt led Texas to two BCS bowl games, a Big 12 title game, and one win shy of another national championship. But Case will have his turn this weekend because he gets the start in the Texas OU game because David Ash is still sidelined with concussions. Preseason starting for the NBA, and the New Orleans Pelicans beat the Mavericks 94-92 in preseason action last night. Anthony Davis paced the New Orleans team with 25 points and 7 rebounds. Brian Wright led Dallas with 14 points. And here is Mavs coach Gary Carlisle after the game.
17 turnovers in the first half is a number. I don't know if I've ever seen that before. But we knew that taking care of the ball has got to be one of our keys this year. And just to get that kind of a start was, you know, it was ugly.
And that's been your sports, brought to you by Seagirt 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, always on time, and you don't pay a dime. Seagirt1hour.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Stop paying those expensive repair bills on your old, worn-out air conditioner. Seagirt 1 Hour Heating and AC can replace your old unit with a new, energy-efficient model and give you up to $2,500 trade-in. Plus, Seagirt 1 Hour Heating and AC technicians show up when you expect them. 1 hour is always on time, or you don't pay a dime. The $2,500 trade-in offer is only available for a limited time. Call now, 776-3750. That's 776-3750. Or click Seagirt1hour.com.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that. But you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, our helpful experts will be happy to show you all the pluses of our LED bulbs, like the fact that four LEDs use less energy than one incandescent. Plus, LEDs glow like incandescent bulbs, but last hundreds of times longer. Plus, they're some of the most beautiful light bulbs you've ever seen. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we have LEDs that are perfect for lamps, recessed lighting, spotlights, and even decorative lights. We can show you just how much money you can save by replacing your current light bulbs with super energy-efficient LEDs. And because LEDs give off the same warm, inviting light you're used to, you probably won't even notice the difference until you get your electric bill. So, for a light bulb with a lot of pluses, try an LED from Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs and save up to $10 on select LED light bulbs now through December 31st after rebate. Located in College Station at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
Well, congratulations to Scarlett Johansson. She's made it into the record books, being named Esquire's Sexiest Woman Alive for the second time. First two-time winner. You know, I don't get it.
She's just not unattractive. Yeah. She's just
Yeah. I mean, I saw her in that movie with Bill Murray.
Lost in Translation.
That's it. I didn't get it. I didn't get the movie. I just didn't understand it. I like Bill Murray a lot.
I just DVR'd that one, as a matter of fact.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well,
I haven't seen it.
All right. Well, tell me what you think. I'm just not sure. Anyway, she won it last year.
No, Scott, I'm with you. Yeah. I saw it, and I just thought, well, this is kind of weird, and I'm not laughing like I usually do with Bill Murray.
I mean, Bill Murray likes quirky stuff, and it was, but...
Well, it was, like, quirky, but in a kind of a depressing way. Yeah, at least, that, to me, that's how it felt.
Anyway, she won it the first time back in 2006, the second year that they'd done this. Other winners have been Jessica Biel and Charisse